Simon on the White, and we're here at the Apollo, and we're with
Barbara Jane Mackey.
Now here we are, half time in the performance, the opening night.
Yes.
How's it feeling?
Oh, I feel very nervous. I mean, you know, obviously the musical seems to be going down really well, so that's good. There's lots of laughing and clapping, so that's great. And all seems to be going very good. Obviously, there's a few bumpy bits, you know, with the stagecraft and things. It's always like that on the first night, I think. Tomorrow will be smoother.
How is it? I mean, when you sit down, I know you've written lots of stuff before.
Right.
Not musicals, the first musical.
Yeah.
So how is it when you sit down and write, OK, I'm going to do a musical now? Well, how do you begin?
Oh, well, it was a film script, actually, to start off with. But then I decided to change it to a musical because it's a complicated subject. You know, it's set in a brothel, obviously, a complex subject. So I thought I would let all the women working in the brothel sing for themselves, you know, because they're all very normal kinds of women and they're all quite different from each other. So I thought it's a good subject for a musical.
I think it's probably worth recapping for people who don't know. What is the play about, or the musical about?
Yeah, the musical's called Rumpy Pumpy, and it's set in a brothel, and it's based on a true story about two ladies from the Hampshire Women's Institute who exist, Jean Johnson and Shirley Lundells, who's now dead, sadly. And they went on a worldwide search about 4 years ago for a perfect brothel because they wanted to improve conditions for working girls in this country where brothels are illegal.
How did you come across them, or the story?
Well, I saw a documentary about them on Channel 5, and I thought that's a really good story. You know, the Women's Institute meets the brothels. I thought that's great. You know, I like the contrast of the two different worlds. Mm.
And the tea and crumpets line, was that from the documentary, or you came up with that?
No, I came up with that. Glad you like that line.
So, okay, you say it's a film script, and you say, right, can I make this a musical? How do you begin that transition? Are you doing the music side as well as the lyrics?
I wrote the songs and the lyrics.
Right.
And I'd never written a song before, Simon, until last January. And I couldn't find anybody to work with, actually. All the musicians I knew were too busy, and I didn't have a budget or anything. So I literally thought, I'll do it myself. So I recorded the songs into the iPhone app. And line by line, you know, 6 months later, I found I could write songs.
Wow. So that's, I mean, you start off with a keyboard, and have you been musical before?
No. I mean, I've been to musicals in the past, but I can play the piano a little bit, but I'm not a musician in any kind of sense.
Right.
I literally sang the songs into my iPhone, note by note.
Okay.
So,
wow. Well, look, I know you've got loads of people to say hello to, so well done. Well done.
Thank
I mean,
you.
It must feel...
Thank you.
I don't know, how does it feel to sit there and see it unfurling in front of you?
I feel a bit nervous tonight, you can imagine, on the first night, but I think by Saturday I'll be feeling a bit calmer.
Right.
But it was great, very exciting, you know. I thought the acting was very good. I'm very pleased with the actors and the singers, and, you know, it's been a big thing to pull off. It's taken, you know, best part of 6 months.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
And
a lot of work from people on the stage
I feel really lucky to have some really talented people.
Yeah.
Really lucky.
Brilliant, well, good luck with it.
Thanks, Simon.
Cheers.
I'm going to get a drink now.